Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Now, Mark Cox Soapbox.
I'm seeing it from all angles. Very disappointed in my friend Trish Regan of the Fox Business Network because of her comments yesterday about the need for a ban on assault weapons and more strict gun laws and to tell the folks at the NRA to go fly a kite. Let me be clear about something. My Second Amendment rights aren't subject to a popularity contest. I mean, I was stunned to read that from Trish. I mean, she's been a regular guest on this show, fairly regular. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot was my reaction after seeing that. I have to tell you, if you hear somebody repeat this nonsense, stop what you're doing and correct them. Trish Regan's job exists because of the First Amendment of the United States. It protects her right as a journalist to free speech. The Second Amendment is the enforcement clause for the First. In the instance that a tyrannical government tries to silence the people. How do they do that? Let me give you a hint. They start by disarming them. History proves this. Listen, what you cannot ever doubt for even a minute is that the ultimate objective of the left in this country, from Hillary Clinton all the way down to Beto O'Rourke, is to disarm Americans. It's to eliminate or severely restrict the Second Amendment.
Here again, the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment, and I am going to make that case every chance I get. So I will need your help on that.
The keywords like weapons of war, assault weapons, military-style weapons, these are all designed to fool low-information voters who flunked history class. Now, for those of you with a D after your name, the Second Amendment was never about hunting, although that's a nice byproduct. The founders of this country lived under the tyrannical rule of a king. They declared their independence from that tyranny, and they wrote for us a document that guaranteed it would never happen again to people who were Americans. The difference between a subject and a citizen is the right to keep and bear arms. You have to keep this in mind. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever buy into the nonsensical argument that the weapons you own are too powerful. Because the government will always have weapons that are more powerful. The point is not that your weapons need to be equal, because they're not. The point is that there are 350 million of us who through sheer numbers can rise up when in the course of human history. Does that sound familiar? Welcome to fifth grade civics class today, folks. Today we're going to read from the Declaration of Independence, second paragraph, if you're following along. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to effect their safety and their happiness. End quote. Our founders made it pretty clear here. They saw their Declaration of Independence as a last resort. But without firearms, we as a country would not exist today. So they ensconced that very right in our Constitution for a very clear reason. This is not brain surgery. These men laid their lives down for us. Thomas Jefferson and his fellow co-signers effectively signed their own death warrants at the bottom of the Declaration of Independence. These were their words, again, if you're following along, the last sentence of our Declaration. For the support of the Declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Now, this dramatic reading brought to you by me is not for drama. It's to make the point that nothing happening in this country today changes anything that was set forth by our founding fathers. None of it. Nothing's changed. If anything, the words I just read you were more valuable today in the face of a bunch of whiny crybabies who need safe spaces and are willing to give away your rights on a whim. Let me repeat that. They're willing to give away your rights on a whim. Just a quick reminder here. You don't ban cars to stop drunk drivers. Wolves don't stop at the edge of a pasture because you posted a no trespassing sign. Wake up, Americans, or we are an election cycle away from losing the ideals that created this great country to begin with. That's your history lesson for today.
Get more at 971talk.com.